Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico on the show. We're celebrating our third decade of the show with him. Cliff's an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, attorney at law, specializing in small business issues. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is his website. It's not your grandfather's attorney's website, I can tell you that right now. Cliff, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about something that's really coming. It's part of the big part of the news right now, and this is, and at the risk of being self-promoting, folks, this is what I wrote my fourth book about, the third ingredient. The Europeans are really bearing down on privacy laws, and it's affecting small businesses in America. California has created almost their own program like that, haven't they?
Yeah, they just did this last month, actually. At the end of June, they passed a law. It's been called a mini GDPR, although that's not 100% accurate.
Right.
Let's talk about this. Basically, there's a major difference here between U.S. law and European law when it comes to data privacy. And American internet law has always taken what we call an opt-out view of the world.
Right.
You can basically do whatever you want, but if someone asks to be removed from your mailing list, you must give them a way to do that. The Can Spam Act of 2003
yeah.
says you have to do that. And that's the way, and the California law, interestingly enough, follows that suit, although it you have to stick it more in people's faces. Now, under the California Act, you actually have to have a button that says unsubscribe me, like on everything you send out. The law, by the way, does not go into effect. They did what the GDPR did in Europe. It doesn't go into effect until January of 2020. So you have a little bit of time here to adjust your website.
Right.
But consistent with U.S. law, the California law is an opt-out statute. As long as you stick it in people's faces and give them a chance to opt out, you can still publish. Now, the GDPR and European law goes a different way. They take an opt-in approach, which is very different. You have to ask for permission for people. You have to get people to opt in to whatever it is you're doing. So, for example, if you're doing an email newsletter that you're sending out every month, you have to tell people, you know, is it okay if I send you this? Is it okay if I send you this? You have to keep getting them to opt in. And, of course, you know, some people, you know, just will refuse to do it. And if they don't opt in, you cannot send stuff to them. And that's what's creating a problem here, because it's a fundamental difference between the two systems of regulation and how they work.
Well, that's exactly right. And but the problem, though, with the European thing, is if you do business with European customers, you're subject to significant penalties. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to enforce this on American companies. Maybe you can fill us in on this, how they're going to enforce it, how they're going to collect their money. But suffice it to say, if you get upside down with the EU on this general data privacy regulations, if you get upside down with them on this, at a minimum, you could lose those customers. What do you think?
Right. Well, but that's exactly right. I mean, there's just penalties up to 4% of your worldwide gross income. The penalties are horrific.
How are they going to collect that? How are they going to come over here and get that from me?
Well, this is going to be very interesting, and it's going to really put a challenge on our legal system here. First of all, small businesses don't have a lot to worry about right now. They are not really focused on enforcing the GDPR against, you know, micro businesses, you know, people who just occasionally sell stuff to Italians and French people. They're going after Facebook, Google. They're going after the big players here. What's going to happen here is they're going to bring an action probably in the European Court of Justice. They're probably going to get a ruling in their favor, and then it's going to come over here to try. They're going to try come over here and try to enforce that against these U.S. companies' assets. And it's going to be very interesting to see whether the U.S. courts will allow that or whether they're going to want to have it tried again in the United States. That's going to be the challenge. I mean, they could take you to court in the Netherlands today and get a judgment, but they would have to come over here and try to enforce it. And there's no guarantee a court in Alabama is going to go along with that.
However, California is a different story. And so, folks, you got to pay attention.
Right.
And here's the big news here, folks. I think, Cliff, this kind of stuff is going to continue to pop up.
Until
we get this thing resolved. And again, that's something I've been worried about for a long time. Hey, Cliff, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is Cliff's website. Good job, Cliff. Come back soon.
Always do, man. Take care now.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.